Spider-Man 3, directed by Sam Raimi and starring Kirsten Dunst as Mary Jane and Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man and Peter Parker. The quality of this movie is very, very good, and it does not disappoint in any way. Most kids that I've spoken to, and even those adults who are still kids, enjoyed it. And on the positive side, Tobey Maguire as an actor, his qualities really come out as Peter Parker. Peter Parker always is playing the nerd, and in this particular side, Spider-Man's dark side comes out, and it's played with great irony and very, very good humour. The comedy sketches in the movie and also the script are excellent in this part. Of course, the film is spectacularly shot with very many special effects, and the new characters have very dark sides, and yet at the same time they are very appealing, and the audiences in the theatre seem to really enjoy them. And the new characters, of course, are the new Black Spider and, of course, the Sandman, which is done with terrific special effects. The storyline and the moral behind the story is what gives Spider-Man that little bit of an edge above other comic book franchises, in particular Batman and some of the other franchises that come from Marvel Comics. The storyline this time and the moral is about forgiveness, not to give in to revenge, and not to give in to vengeance, and how revenge and vengeance and dark things can take over one's soul. As I said, the film is above the usual comic book fare that's put on the big screen, and there is, of course, always a love story involved between Peter Parker and Mary Jane. On the negative side, well, going into the classrooms and speaking to kids that I'd often do during the week, everyone says, well, the ending isn't great. Now, the ending does, of course, open up to a Spider-Man 4, 5 and 6 coming along, but the ending of the story seems to have got a little bit lost and perhaps is a little bit disappointed. Also, perhaps there's the introduction of too many characters and too many storylines, which has been well commented on by many critics. Indeed, one particular enemy does a good and a bad, and an enemy does for any particular movie. Here you have two or three different storylines running together. The love relationship between Peter Parker and Mary Jane, his friendship with his old friend Harry. You also have the Sandman coming in as a new baddie who is gracefully at the end of the movie forgiven. And also you have the Black Spider making its appearance and all that goes with dark things and things that are very unpleasant. All of these stories mixed together, not so much that they make one confused, sometimes they just don't gel, and perhaps that's why the end of the movie isn't as appealing to many people as some of the other parts. But the movie has great characters, it has fairly decent storyline that keeps you interested, but it is the comedy side, particularly Tobey Maguire's acting, that I found particularly very, very good. He's acting as the nerd, as I said already, in the movie, and he also the comedy that comes into it when he turns from a good Peter Parker to a bad Peter Parker. So, everyone is saying go and see it. All I can say is put on your Spider-Man outfit, head to your cinema, and see what you think. Bridge to Terabithia is an adaptation of the book that's been released and many teenagers have read, particularly at schools in their 5th and 6th class. It's adapted to film by the director Gaber Isbo, and she's only 28 years of age, and she's done a very impressive job and a very critically acclaimed job in translating this rather dark book into a very, very good film. From some of the cinema advertisements and trailers, one would think that this particular film is somewhat akin to the Narnia stories or to the Aragon stories for kids. It is indeed far from it. It is based on two teenagers who are slightly offbeat within their community. One is a boy who lives with four other girls and his family, so he feels a little bit out of the house because he's the only male, apart from his father, in a house. And the other concerned a girl who has just moved from the city into the Midwest in America, where the film is situated. Also, they're experiencing bullying in school, and that is one of the features that's very well handled in the movie. They both, because of their different circumstances, and the the facts of life, of everyday life, and what they face every day, which is not really too challenging, but is perhaps something that people can relate to, particularly teenagers and those in the end of primary school could relate to a lot of what the two kids are going through. They make their own imaginary world. And this particularly imaginary world comes to life when they cross over this particular bridge. And when they cross this bridge, through the help of a rope, they enter into their imaginations and their imaginations come to life. And then they go back to reality. But as an anew, as what we would call a liminal moment of moving away from reality and moving back into it, one comes back into that reality with something added and something extra. The something added and something extra in the bridge to Terabithia is friendship, companionship, and a sharing of ideas and a movement of the heart. So particularly this film is about friendship, and it does touch perhaps on the facts of life, particularly without giving too much away about the passing away, the death of somebody for teenagers. There is in one scene in the movie a scene where the teacher takes one of the characters outside of the door of the classroom after an incident that could happen in any particular classroom, and she speaks to the child and she tells them that after the death of somebody, it is okay to cry. It's a very, very, very moving scene. And to have that particular message being told in the movies that young adults can see it, I think is very important. It is indeed a movie of moving from one stage of life to another. A movie whereby the characters move from innocence to maturity. From teenage and childhood to adulthood. And this is done very, very gradually and very delicately. So, indeed, The Bridge to Terabithia is indeed a movie to see and a bridge that I'd recommend anyone to cross.